say on a wagon wheel, the outside edge of the thing, the spokes, you know, come out from the hub,
mm-hmm.
and they attach into the, what would you call that, the what of the wheel, that outside.
The rim?
Okay, fine. What about this expression? Say if you saw a man go by the front of your house in a wagon, and he had some wood in it, and a little while later he came back and the thing was empty. A little while later he came back with another load, and this, you know, just kept up all day. What would you say he was doing?
Moving wood.
Okay, all right. What about hauling wood?
Yeah.
You ever say that?
Well, I think of hauling, you know, moving it from one place far away to another place.
Long distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like a truck driver hauls whatever he carries.
Okay. Say if somebody was trying to move a heavy trunk. The thing, what was so heavy he couldn't pick it up or anything, he just had to across
it. Shove it.
Okay, shove
push
it.
Push it. Or if drag it.
All right, fine. You say, I drag it now. Yesterday, I...
I drug it. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, and I have.
I guess.
Yesterday, I drug it, and I have.
I have drugs.
Okay. What about on a farm, again, we get out of these farm questions, right? The thing that a farmer would break up the land with
before. A plow?
Okay. Have you ever heard any different names for different kinds of plows?
No.
Okay. Do you have any idea what you would call something that you would use after you plowed to break up the ground even finer?
A tiller? Okay. I've heard of a tiller. I don't know what it does. Seems like that's what it would do, though.
Okay. Have you ever heard of harrow?
No.
Could you say that for me?
What did you say?
Harrow.
What?
Harrow, H-A-R-R-O-W.
Harrow?
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. These things, you've seen carpenters use them probably. They've got a cross piece like this, and on the end, it's kind of shaped like the letter A. And you could take two of them and make a makeshift table, you know, just laying planks across them. Carpenters use them.
A horse?
Yeah, okay. Have you ever seen something like that, a frame, kind of similar to a horse, but instead of having that A-shape deal, it's kind of like this, an X, and you could put a lean a log right in the middle of that thing and saw
it. Saw it.
Yeah.
I've seen them, but I don't know what you call them.
Have you ever saw book, wood rack, anything?
Sawhorse.
Sawhorse?
Well, that's a sawhorse that carpenters use.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of horse.
But you're not sure about a name for this thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, when you get up in the morning and you're getting ready to go to school, on your hair, you might use a...
A pick on mine from now on anyway. I just got this done today.
Uh-huh.
I did use a comb or a brush.
Okay. A comb or a brush, and you say you do what to your hair? You?
You brush or you comb your hair.
Okay.
You fix it.
Used to see these things. I don't know if you see them around much anymore, but when men used straight razors to shave, they would have these things that they'd sharpen them on. These flexible things, usually made out of some kind of leather or something like that. Have you ever seen that or heard of something like that? Haven't seen that.
I've seen it like it in, you know.
Or maybe a barbershop.
In an old barbershop, yeah. Like on Andy Griffith or something,
yeah.
On TV.
Yeah, right.
I've seen it, but I don't know what you call them.
What about a strap or draw?
I don't know.
Just no idea. Pick one and say
no idea,
one.
Strap.
All right. Say in a shotgun, say you fire a shotgun shell. What about the thing that you would fire in a pistol or a rifle? What'd you call that?
A bullet.
Okay. Anything else you want to call it? Okay, let's see if I can think something. If you have a tape player in your car,
you cartridge.
Okay.
All right.
Well, these things that